all should honour Jesus. In John 5:23, Jesus declared that all men should honour the Son, even as they honour the Father. He that does not honour the Son does not honour the Father who sent him. The words of Jesus leave no room for separation between himself and the Father. The honour of one is the honour of the other. To revere, serve, and glorify Jesus is to give true honour to God. To dishonour or reject Jesus is to dishonour the very one who sent him. To honour Jesus is not a choice among many. It is the will of God. Honour and the Father's authority. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father judges no man but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. These words cut through every false idea about who Jesus is. He revealed that the Father entrusted him with power over life and judgment. The purpose was not hidden. It was so that all people should honour the Son in the same way that they honour the Father. To refuse to render honour to Jesus is to refuse honour to the Father himself. Jesus revealed that the Father placed all authority in his hands. The Father has given life and judgment to the Son. This is why all people must honour him. Honour is not about human praise. Jesus said, I receive not honour from men, but I know you that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe, which receive honour one of another, and seek not the honour that comes from God only? John 5:41-44. Jesus showed that true honour does not come from men, but comes from God. Honouring Jesus means receiving him as the one sent by the Father. The rejection of Jesus showed their lack of love for God, for it was the Father himself who sent him. The true test of love for the Father is found in a person's response to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Father honours those who serve the Son. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honour. John 12:26. Jesus also promised that those who serve him will be honoured by the Father. The way to honour Jesus is to follow him. To follow Jesus means to obey his voice and to live by his example. This is what it means to be a disciple. The honour that the Father gives to those who serve Jesus is not based on who we are or what we have done. Instead, it comes because of who Jesus is and what he has done for us. Through him, we receive the gift of salvation. As we serve, follow, and obey Jesus, living as disciples in this world, the Father himself places value on our lives. He considers us precious in his sight. The words of Jesus leave no middle ground. All people must honour him just as they honour the Father. The Father has placed life, judgment, and salvation in his hands. Those who follow Jesus will be honoured by the Father himself.